Well, our readings today, all three of them, are short texts focusing on creation, given the season that we're in, almost in today, and the focus of our worship service. One, of course, is Old Testament creation theology, and we have two that represent some of the New Testament creation theology. So in preparing for today, Mary suggested that I should not do a sermon. I thought, who have you been talking to? More on that later. So the kind of sermon, if you will, is really a brief meditation, or even a meditative practice, for want of a better word, on these texts, rather than a kind of traditional exposition. It's called the breath of love. So if you are willing, please follow along. So where you're seated in the pews, if you will, just let your body settle where you are. Feel the pew supporting you. Feel the ground under your feet. Just close your eyes gently, if you will. If this was a regular sermon, I wouldn't have to tell you to close your eyes. Just take a few deep breaths, inhaling slowly through your nose, exhaling fully through your mouth. Just a deep breath, breathing in, breathing out. Just allow your shoulders to drop and release any tension that there may be. So you are here in this wonderful sacred sanctuary, this sacred space. God is also here. Take another deep breath. Breathe in and let it go. Breathe in and let it go. Each time you exhale, just put off any of the distractions that you may have today that could get in the way of our worship time today. Just take another deep breath. Breathe in and let it go. Well, let us ponder creation just for a minute. For God's act of creation was an act of love, to share love, to create beings who could love God and love others. If God created by love, through love, for love, then God's love dwells within everything, within all of creation. Just stay there in your pews, just breathing in and breathing out. We know that we do not earn God's love, of course, we receive it. But we already exist in it. We just may not always realize it. Through God's love, we are connected to God, to each other, and these animals that are here today, and the rest of creation. So pay attention to your breathing again. As you breathe in, of course, we're breathing in air. What is air? Well, unless it's changed since I was at school, it's 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, and about 1% carbon dioxide and some trace elements. We need oxygen. Oxygen is part of God's creation. It is a gift from God. It represents God's love. So you are breathing in God's love right now. What happens to the oxygen that we inhale? Well, some of it diffuses from our lungs into the red blood cells in our capillaries, binds with the hemoglobin. And where does it go next? It goes from your lungs through the pulmonary veins to your heart, the only veins that carry oxygenated blood. So think about that for a second. God's love, with every breath that you inhale, ends up in your heart. Where does it go next? Well, through your arteries, your heart pumps God's love throughout the rest of your body. Imagine God's love flowing right now through your body, to your mind, to your hands, to your feet. Just realize how God's love fills you now. How will this love flow through you today? Where will you send this boundless love? Just picture God's love reaching past your own heart, touching the soil, touching the creatures and the neighbours around you, breaking down the walls that remain, offering healing where it's most needed. Every sunrise presents this sacred choice. What will you do with God's love that is flowing through you before the sun sets? Where is it longing to go? How wide will you stretch your care? Nothing or no one is beyond this love. The only limits are those that we set, not God. So the invitation is yours. As you ponder this, keep breathing in God's love. Just inhale and exhale. And I invite you to bring your attention back to being fully present in our sanctuary today, to this place. Feel the ground beneath your feet, the pew that is supporting you. You are still connected to God's love. We are still connected to each other this morning. And we are still connected to the rest of creation. So open your eyes. That's the breath of love. Well, to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, please do not tell anybody at Dodson Memorial that we did something like this. They're used to a 30-minute sermon. And it took me a while to get them used to it.